This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, Prince of Pucks, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Well, Shime says bet a hockey game at this point. Just bet the hockey game. Devils in 60, money line. Woke up today. Check the DK Live app. Was it 5 or 6 to 1? Easy winner last night, Shime. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, it was 5 to 1. Easy winner for us last night. It was a little nerve-wracking in the first period when no goals were scored. I was like, oh, boy, not this again. But we ended up being perfectly A-OK, and I was very happy with it.
Oh, listen to the Shime's voice. The day after home from Vegas. You sounded so much better today. You sound alive today.
I feel great.
Sleep last night. You sound good. You sound good this morning.
Thank you. I feel wonderful today.
We don't have the Patriots. There's no real Patriots update. We'll get to the NFL in a second. We don't have the Bruins tonight. They're off until tomorrow. We do have the Celtics, who have just been unbelievable. One of the favorites now, heavy favorites to come out of the Eastern Conference. Jason Tatum, second or third choice, depending on when you look for the MVP. You know what I'm going to do, Chris Shime? I'm going to walk right into that, and I'm fading the Celtics tonight. Hawks at home, getting 3 points. They've been a very good defensive team this year. The Celtics' offensive efficiency has been off the charts good, dare I say, like almost impossible to keep up. When you look at their offensive efficiency numbers, was looking at just yesterday, it was maybe 538 or one of the NBA offensive analytics sites. Like they're on pace to have the best offensive year in the history of them charting this stuff in the NBA. And now they go on the road against a good Atlanta team. They face some bad defensive teams recently. I have a lot of faith in the Celtics scoring points, a lot of faith in Jason Tatum, but at some point, Shime, at some point, they're not going to show up, roll out of bed, and score 125 points. And on the road tonight against Atlanta, who's third place in the division, give me the Hawks as a home dog +3 tonight against the Celtics. The Celtics will be fine long term, but it feels like a good spot while they're on the road, while they're playing so well. I can't just blindly keep saying they're going to win every single game. You've done that with the Bruins, to your credit.
Yep.
I can't do it with the Celtics, so I'm going to take the Hawks getting 3 points at home tonight. I would not be solely shocked if the Hawks win this game outright because they're due for some regression of the mean. The Celtics are really good. They're just not this good offensively, so I'm gonna try to fade them tonight.
I get that. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna make a bet on this game, to be honest with you.
You don't bet the NBA anyway.
I do bet the NBA occasionally here and there when I have a good feeling on something and a good conviction. This is not one of those nights. I still want to see exactly what the Celtics team is. I understand how good Jason Tatum's playing, how offensively efficient this team is being. But I have some of that doubt within me that I don't want to. It's not like the Bruins where I just see how good this Bruins team is. Like I can feel it in every game. I can see it. There's very few times where I feel like they are ever backed into a corner. And which is one of the reasons why I like to bet them every single game.
And so I
don't have that exact same feeling with the Celtics right now. So this is a game I will not be betting tonight.
So last season the Hawks defensively were 26th. In opponents' points per possession, they are fifth to start the year this year. So much better defensive team. Opponent effective field goal percentage was 24th in the league a year ago, now second in the league right now. So basically they've improved dramatically defensively. Celtics have gotten some soft opponents here. To their credit, the game Monday was a game that I definitely thought they were going to lose. Playing a bad Thunder team, had played some big Eastern Conference games, and they had an awesome second half to come back and win. They emptied the tank there, and they go on the road against a much better defensive team. Again, long-term, Celtics are, even without Ime Udoka, they are a legit Eastern Conference Finals contender and maybe an NBA Championship contender. We'll see. But I think tonight's a good spot to buy again. So I'll take the Hawks as a home dog tonight. Celtics and Hawks Wednesday night basketball. I didn't check this. Didn't check to see if it was an ESPN game, but check your local listings for your TV game tonight. No Bruins tonight, Shine. Do we have an NHL bet on this Wednesday?
So I'm going to bet on the Sabres-Ottawa game. The Sabres have lost five in a row. They aren't a very good team. I'm going to take – but the one thing they do have – sorry, before I give you my pick. The one thing they do have is Tage Thompson. Tage Thompson has been very, very good this season.
Yep.
And so I want to bet Tage Thompson's over on shots – at 3.5, the points is only a half a point, but it's -170, so that's weighted too high for me. So I'm going to give you the over 3.5 shots in the game at -135 for Tage Thompson. I also really like the idea of playing Ottawa over 3.5 in the game at -135. I don't know who to target exactly on Ottawa. I kind of want to target Stutzel, but I don't have a ton of confidence there.
You want goals. You want some goals.
Yeah.
What you want.
I kind of like Tkachuk, but at the same time, I don't love him, which is why instead I'm going to go with the Ottawa team total. And I think as a team, they have a really good opportunity here to score a lot of goals on a Buffalo team that has been bad. They've allowed 5-3-7-4-5 over their last five games, and they've lost every single one of those games in regulation. So Ottawa just hasn't been good enough for me to bet them on the money line, which is the whole reason why I'm going for the team total here. So give me Ottawa over 3.5 in the game and Tage Thompson to have over 3.5 shots in the game.
Again, the Prince of Puck speaks at this point. You should be firing away.
19-8 on the season.
Again, that's really, really good. And again, if you take the roulette out of his last couple weeks, he's been very, very good.
Yep.
Minus a $3 roulette in Vegas. Patriots are still sitting as a 3-point favorite, Chime. 70% of the money has come in on the Patriots early on in the betting versus 53% of the bets. So a positive money angle there. The money continues to come in. So this is interesting. So yesterday there was 99% of the money was on the under. It's down to 92%, and I do see it's gone up half a point. I'm seeing 39 in a couple of places. So maybe enough money came in yesterday, Shine, where they bumped it up. I don't know about DraftKings, but I know across some of these lines, 39 is now the new number off 38.5 yesterday.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Like I told you yesterday.
And
like
you still like the over.
Yeah, I still like the over in this game. I want to bet against the public here. I want to go against the public. I think this game will go over. The last game was, 22-17, so it hit exactly 39. So this total is right on that money.
Still getting 38.5 at DK. Points bet moved up to 39. A couple other books did. You can still get it at the number that Chime liked yesterday.
Yeah.
So with money coming in on the over overnight, are you still going to sit and wait, or is this a number you want to pounce on today at 38.5?
No, I'm probably going to go play this today. I don't want this number to go up at all. I don't want it to get to 39. So for me, I will probably go play this today when I go to make my Senators and Tage Thompson bet.
Yeah, I think I can't see us. I mean, is there a major injury that can keep it, you know, from going up? Probably not. It's got one way to go. When these totals start, like, there's just people can't help themselves. And I would say it's a wrong bet, but you see that low number, it's like, I got to bet the over. Life's too short to bet the under. Of course they can score 40 points. Like you're saying, it was right on the number last time they played. And if Zach Wilson doesn't just, as you said, throw it to the other team, they're going to score more points in this game. So I like the idea, if you do like the over, now feels the time to get it. I still don't have a great feel. Nothing changed from yesterday. Nobody practiced. No injury news. We're still just, you know, talking in circles about Mac Jones and Matt Patricia and the offense, Bill Belichick. The same topics now for 2 weeks. I can't wait till they play an actual game on Sunday. We do have one NFL thing that I want to talk about, and that is the current MVP odds, Shyam. You and I are invested pretty heavily Lamar Jackson at 20 or 22 to 1. He was as low as 6 or 8 to 1 a couple of weeks ago. And as we reset the odds now heading into week 11, here's your current state of the NFL MVP situation. Patrick Mahomes, a strong favorite at plus 125. Tua has vaulted from 14 to 1 to 3.5 to 1 in a span of like 10 days. He's the second choice right now. Jalen Hurts has fallen to 5 to 1 thanks to them losing on Monday night and him not playing that well. Josh Allen has fallen to 6 to 1 off being plus 350 a week ago at this time, because his team lost, and he did not play all that well, and he's got a bum arm potentially. And then our guy Lamar Jackson is the fifth highest odds at 14 to 1. And if you want to go out from there, Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins, Geno Smith, you can ask about any of those. You want to get to those. But we land on Lamar Jackson to 14 to 1, and I said this yesterday. Shyam, I don't think it's dead.
No, by no means is it dead.
I don't think it's dead, and I'll tell you why. First of all, where he stands sort of statistically, right? So if Mahomes throws 50 touchdown passes, I admit it's going to be very tough to, in the narrative, if they're the one seed and he has 8 games to go, so he has to throw 25 touchdown passes in the next 8 games. So three touchdowns per game, he's going to get 50 touchdown passes. That will be a tough number to avoid betting on. The next closest is Josh Allen. He has 20. But nobody else is north of 20 touchdown passes right now in the NFL. So Mahomes at 25-7 ratio with a 106 quarterback rating. Statistically, he's in a good spot. And I think I'd assume the Bills were going to be the top seed in the Eastern Conference, the AFC, Shyam. If you combine 50 touchdown passes with the Chiefs getting the top seed, that to me would be the equation for a Mahomes runaway MVP.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. So the scenario where he doesn't get it, Josh Allen's the only other quarterback with 20 or more touchdown passes. If you look at quarterback rating today, which I think most people look at as a big number, Lamar Jackson's sitting at 93.7 as a quarterback rating. He has 16 touchdowns to 6 picks, almost a 3-to-1 ratio, and that's not counting his rushing total, which is really, really good. Fields is Vonda ahead of him in rushing yards. He's at 749.
Fields is like the fifth leading rusher in all of football.
He certainly is. He's got an extra game than Lamar does. Yep. So he's played 10. They got a bye still to come up.
But his team stinks, so we don't have to worry about him for MVP.
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, I think if they had won some of these games instead of becoming the first team ever, Shyam, to score 29 or more points in 3 straight games and lose all 3, then Fields would be in a dark horse candidate. But they're not going to give it to a team that doesn't make the playoffs.
Correct.
So you can keep playing him in fantasy, because he's winning fantasy leagues and
yes,
fantasy
he is.
Weeks.
Thank you, Justin Fields.
Single-handedly.
Oh, yeah.
Single-handedly. He's a freak. If you haven't played him in DraftKings the last 2 weeks, you're drawn dead.
But my team has put up, like, I had Fields and Mixon, like, 2 weeks ago, put up a combined 90 points by themselves. Like, it was just, Fields has been freaking awesome in fantasy. So if you were lucky enough to get it, like in one league, I picked him up. I already had Jalen Hurts, but I picked him up anyways to block other people from getting him, and it's the best decision I could have possibly made.
That's a great move. Congrats on that leap. I would kick that guy out who dropped Justin Fields. That's just me.
Nobody dropped him. Nobody had picked him up.
Oh, really?
This was a couple weeks ago. Yeah. This was right after.
Off the pot. To be fair, Kyrie was talking on this. Like Kyrie Thompson came on the show last night. He was pointing out how going back to the Patriots for a second, like, The Bears, after their bye week, revamped their offense and built it around Fields.
Correct.
In 2 weeks. And our point was, we don't trust Patricia to do that with Mac Jones.
No, not even
and
a little
bit. He probably had the quarterback to even do it. However, you're right. Post-bye week has been a different animal. I totally get that. But as we sit here and say how great he's been, he's averaging 7.2 yards per carry. Lamar's averaging 7.4. So it's not like he's been terrible running the football. He's got one fewer game, and if he has a good game against the Panthers, he could vault ahead. We have to do quite a bit, But he could vault ahead of a Fields in rushing. He's got the two rushing touchdowns on the year. We could use some more of that, right? We could use some more rushing touchdowns there. But the difference here is that he's got the combination of good quarterback rating, good rushing floor, and his team is still really good. And Shy, most importantly, and then I'll stop this monologue. The schedule is about to get so flipping easy for Lamar. And this was the thesis back in the early part of the season. We thought if he could get through the first half, get to the bye week, they won those back-to-back games heading into the bye week, including against the Bucks on Thursday Night Football. Now he gets Panthers, Jags, Broncos, Steelers, Browns, Falcons, Steelers, and Bengals.
Yes.
Some of the worst
yes.
rushing defenses in the NFL, specifically that Falcons team, that Browns team.
That Browns team is so bad against
so
the
bad
run.
Against the run. Yeah, and he and so I see scenarios where we get 1,000 yards rushing for Lamar Jackson, his quarterback rating gets to 100, they make a run in the AFC, and we get down to the final couple of weeks with 2 weeks to go against Steelers and Bengals. We have a really live ticket on Lamar Jackson. So that's my big thesis on it. You tell me, because we're both invested here, am I being too positive, or is this thing alive here heading into week 11?
This thing is absolutely alive.
Yes!
100%
yes.
This is alive. Because Lord knows where Josh Allen stands with this injury. Jalen Hurts, to me, can only go down. Like, I still think there's a chance the Eagles lose a couple games down the stretch here, the Cowboys game being one of them. I mean, you just saw them drop to the Commanders. So this is kind of a football season where anything is possible. They are not infallible. And then it's just a matter of conquering Patrick Mahomes. If you are able to claim the number one seed from the Kansas City Chiefs, I think Lamar Jackson is absolutely a viable candidate. See, and here's the thing. Like, all these people lately on Twitter have been posting all these stats about Patrick Mahomes and his efficiency, even though his receiving core isn't as good as everybody else's, and blah,
sure.
blah, blah. And all I can think of is, if that was the case, Tom Brady would have won the MVP almost every freaking year because he did it with some of the least weapons and all this other crap. But nobody gives a crap about that. They care about the story. They care about the storylines. Patrick Mahomes isn't a good storyline right now. Do you want to know who are the good storylines? To his credit, Tua Tagovailoa is a good storyline right now. And then Lamar Jackson, because he's so electric at throwing and running. And if he single-handedly carries a team to the number one seed in the AFC, he is going to win the MVP. So without it, I think, honestly, in my opinion, the biggest competition right now for our Lamar ticket is Tua. Because if the Dolphins run the table, and Tua continues to light it up like he had. I mean, the last 3 weeks, he has like 9 touchdowns, about 1,000 yards on like 76% completion and like a 96 passing grade. He has been awesome. So if Miami is somehow able to like run the table and beat the Bills and beat the Patriots again and all these other things, then maybe we lose out to Tua of all effing people. But outside of that, if Lamar Jackson can really dominate the second half of the season and win the number one seed in the AFC, I absolutely believe he wins the MVP.
Yeah, I think it's definitely alive. I was curious to run that. The only pushback I'd have, I do think, forget the efficiency, just the idea of number one seed and the combo of 50 touchdowns would be really tough to pay, no matter what Lamar does.
Sure, and that's understandable, and so that's why I'm saying like the biggest caveat for me is Lamar has to get the number one seed. If he gets the number one seed, I think there is a very good chance we win.
Well, and also, again, the schedule allows them to do it. I mean, they're going to be favored. They're favored in the next 7 games. The only game they might not be is on the road at Cincinnati in that final week of the year. They are favored in the next 7. They already beat the Ravens this year, Bengals once. And by the way, that they might the Bengals might be out of it at that point. They're favored in the next 7 for sure. And they're facing some teams that give up a lot of rushing yards. I just looked at the Jaguars are bottom 12 in allowing rushing yards to quarterbacks per game this year. So they're on the schedule here too. Mark Andrews missed a game, but is supposed to be back here, right? He missed a game or two. Then in the bye week, he's supposed to come back healthy. Harbaugh said he's got a very good chance to play. Andrews coming back will be huge since he lost to Rashad Bateman in that receiving core. Maybe a DeSean Jackson spike week coming up at some point. He's back in our lives. So I'm with you. I think right now Mahomes is the biggest fear for me. And it's not even the analytics and the metrics, and it's just that stupid 50 touchdown thing.
Yeah.
Football writers are dumb. Like they drink their Diet Cokes and suck down their free food, and they see 50 touchdowns and their eyes light up. And
100%.
So even Lamar, if Lamar throws, and he's at 16 right now, let's say 30 touchdowns for Lamar, which is very doable, and rushes for 1,000 yards, they're going to see that big 50, and they're going to vote bet for him. But I'm just saying, if you want a live ticket, you want some action for the next 7 weeks, 14-1 is a great spot to get in. If you miss 21 before the year, it's not. I'll say this, Sean. It's not getting any lower than this. It's not getting any higher. You're not going to get a better swing at Lamar's MVP number than right now at 14-1.
I agree.
That's my thesis on this.
Yep.
I was going to bring up Coach of the Year, but I can't find DK. Apparently, took it down. Is there a Coach of the Year scandal? Did I miss something overnight? Is Jeff Saturday now the favorite because he beat?
I know he took a ton of bets.
Really?
Over the last couple of days. Yeah. He had taken more bets than like six other coaches in the NFL already.
So I'm looking at it now. I can look at offensive rookie, defensive
rookie.
Yeah,
I don't see it at all.
So I was curious because you brought up Tua, and I do think there's a scenario where maybe Tua's not likely to win the MVP, but Mike McDaniel, is all
coach
of a sudden
of
in that he's in the Coach of the Year conversation.
Has to be.
As is my guy Kevin O'Connell out there with Minnesota, especially now they're lined up with the Eagles. The top record out there in the NFC. But I'm excited for this Lamar bet because we got to this point and outside of Mahomes, no one's really run away with it. And the Josh Allen point is really good. Like they've lost a bunch of games now. I thought he had the thing won a month ago when he had that hurdle play on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's got the bum shoulder. He threw a couple bad picks. And so if Hurts had won on Monday night and played like extremely well, I'd feel worse about this, but he didn't play well. They lost. They had a bad no call on the Goddard fumble. But we're alive.
We are. Very
that
much
feels
so.
Good. That feels good with what half a season ago. I mean, look back at the – do yourself a favor. Go look at the award favorites, at this time last year. Barely half the guys won. Okay? There's a lot of football left to be played. So don't – your season-long stuff is not dead unless you're like me and bet the Raiders over 8.5 wins.
That is dead.
That is certainly dead. Any other football notes, Shime, as we get to the midpoint here of week 11 coming up? We've got Thursday Night Football tomorrow. Anything else you've looked ahead at? Any look ahead you want to tell people about because you're going to New Hampshire today to bet both the NFL and bet some hockey?
No, I got nothing right now. I'm excited. I think we're going to have another good weekend slate of games. It's not necessarily two competitive teams, but two high-scoring teams. Chicago-Atlanta is going to be a fun game. You're going to get a great game.
I like
game.
Thursday night. So Thursday night looks pretty good. Packers and Titans.
Yep,
right?
I agree.
Coming off the win.
I agree. You're also going to get a good game out of Dallas, Minnesota in the 4 p.m. slot on Sunday. I think that'll be great. And even KCLA is the Chargers. Is always a good game. I mean, that was a good game earlier in the season. That's going to be your Sunday night game. That'll also be a good game. So I think we got a nice little slate of games coming up this week, which I'm excited for.
I will tell you, I'm betting on them today outright, and it's a big number. And I'm going to put some teasers together already. If you're looking for your teaser piece, folks, it is the Buffalo Bills this week. It is 8.5. You can see right now you can tease that under 3. As a home favorite against the Cleveland Browns in allegedly 20-plus inches of snow. That's going to land in Buffalo.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
about
that.
Saturday and Sunday. And I think there is very little shot that Jacoby Brissett and Nick Chubb are going to go into Buffalo after a winter storm and win that game outright, let alone get it. Again, teaser piece of the week for me right now that it's gone from 9 down to 8.5, Buffalo 8.5, get it under 2, get it under 3, put it together with your plays and your stupid, should not be betting it, but let's bet some teasers bet that you and your buddies do together. I think it'll probably go back up at some point. So if you can get it 8.5 today and you can tease it, that's my advice for Wednesday.
I was looking at that game and I'm like, wait a minute, why is that total so low? That total should be way higher, and that 100% makes sense with all the snow.
Absolutely. And like you said, there's some other good games there on the slate. We get the Coach's Bowl between Nathaniel Hackett and Josh McDaniels at 4:05. That spot. The Cowboys and Vikings at 4:25 in a big spot. What's that, buddy? That's my son Bennett who's homesick today. What's that, bud?
If the Eagles lose to the Colts and then the Vikings win to the Cowboys, the Vikings go up to first.
That's right. The Vikings would be correct. First place in not the division, but the NFC, right? Who's your favorite player right now in the NFL?
JJ?
Was that the best catch you ever saw on Sunday? Okay.
Awesome catch.
You still like Tom Brady? Kind of. Okay, you like Giselle. You're out on Tom Brady. Subscribe, rate, and review to the BetQL Boston podcast featuring young Bennett Menanski, who is going back to school tomorrow, right? Okay. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. Anything else, Chris Schein, for the people on a rainy, crappy Wednesday morning?
No, that I think that does it. Good job by you, Muck. Good job by Bennett.
Bennett, good job, buddy. You can't join us tomorrow. You're going to be at school, right? Oh, that's too bad. We're going to have you break down the NHL slate tomorrow. Some other day. All right, Schein, you're the man. We'll talk tomorrow, buddy. Thank you.
See you, Muck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.